This voicemail box is full. By LK713.
You have reached the voicemail box for
Midoriya Izuku.
Please leave your message after the tone.
It has been 1 year since Izuku Deku Midoriya defeated Tomura Shigaraki, the successor to All for One. Ochako walks through the broken streets of Tokyo in her costume, trying to keep order in a world gone mad. Every single day is a struggle. The riots and the random acts of violence are constant, and everyone still lives in fear. Members of the League of Villains and associated groups continue to cause terror, and desperate people, abandoned by a failed state, lash out in hope of something to eat. Most days, buildings fall. People die. Cities burn. It is exhausting. Deku gave up One for All to defeat All for One. Ochako isn't really clear on the details. She doesn't understand what happened that day for sure. She was there. She watched him go toe-to-toe with Shigaraki, watched them go limp within an impenetrable energy shield as something happened. Deku calls it the dream of One for All in television interviews. He says that the vestiges of One for All, Nana Shimura, Shigaraki's biological grandmother, and her comrades, the prior bearers, helped him challenge All for One in the metaphysical mind space. They won. Deku tells the world that Tenko Shimura died as himself. Tenko Shimura helped Izuku Midoriya defeat the vestige of All for One. All it cost was Deku's dream. Deku smiles in interviews, but Ochako has seen the tears he cried when no one else was there to see them. She's seen how he fell apart afterwards at the realization that he is a quirkless nobody again, that he will never be a hero again. She held him then and whispered to him how he would always be her hero, but it didn't really matter. They call him the greatest hero who ever lived now. She knows it doesn't make him happy. It has been 1 year since Izuku Deku Midoriya defeated Tomura Shigaraki, the successor to All for One. It has been 9 months since he's spoken to Ochako Uraraka.
You have reached the voicemail box for
Midoriya Izuku.
Please leave your message after the tone.
It has been 2 years. Things are quieter now. The streets don't burn every day, and the biggest villains have been captured or killed. The government has become even more cruel and reactionary than it was, no longer sending in heroes in many cases to clean up the worst messes. Now they send soldiers, JSDF battalions, armed with tanks and fighter jets. Villains are often no longer arrested. They die in hails of bullets instead. Deku doesn't answer anyone's phone calls anymore. Even Bakugo admits he hasn't spoken to Deku in months. They still call him Deku. They still call him the hero name he took because of her. But no one else does. He is Midoriya Izuku in the press. They talk about his symbolism, but they also talk about him as if he is dead. He is a convenient symbol of hope for a bloodthirsty government, content to use his sacrifice to justify the armies that march through the streets. Through hope, peace returned. But at what cost? Deku didn't get to build the better world he dreamed of, a world where kids born quirkless or with weaker, villainous, or mutative quirks don't have to live in fear. He is Midoriya Izuku in the press. Because they don't care about him. Because he isn't the Deku who can do it anymore. He's just a quirkless nobody again, and sometimes Ochako screams into her pillow at night because of it. She doesn't do television interviews anymore. They don't deserve to talk to Aravity, let alone Deku. It has been 1 year and 8 months since he's spoken to Ochako Uraraka.
You have reached the voicemail box for
Midoriya Izuku.
Please leave your message.
It has been 4 years. Deku moved to America to escape the constant hounding of the press. It isn't really any better in the United States, but he was able to dye his hair and change his phone number to hide from the worst of it there. She has his new phone number because of his mother. He still doesn't take her calls. He doesn't take anyone's calls. Bakugo gave up trying a year ago. He and Ochako talked about it at a bar with Shoto, Tenya, and Tsuyu. They all admitted he doesn't take their calls, but only Ochako still tries. She isn't sure if she's still in love with him. It's hard to tell when she loved him with her entire being, her entire life, her entire soul. It's like being too close to the sun, so she can't tell where its light ends or if she has simply burned up entirely. But she still loves him, past romance and the desire to touch and hold him and never let go. She loves him more than that, something greater, something more. So she keeps calling, and the only time she hears his voice is when he reads his name for the voicemail message. He sounds so defeated. She cries every time she tries. But she keeps trying. It has been 3 years and 6 months since he spoke to Ochako Uraraka.
You have reached the voicemail box for
Midoriya Izuku.
Please leave.
It has been 7 years. Sometimes Ochako wonders if Deku ever loved her. Not just romantically. Those thoughts haunt her at night in between the scant hours of sleep she usually gets in between the patrols and disaster calls. But they aren't the only thing that keeps her up. She wonders if Izuku ever really cared about her, the way she so desperately cared about him. Deku cared enough to save her life, but that wasn't the same. He saved everyone's lives, and he willingly jumped into the fray without a thought for strangers because he is a hero. He is a hero, no matter if the press talks about him in the past tense now. But nobody was special because Deku saved their lives. Nobody was more or less worth saving to him, up to and including Tenko Shimura himself. Ochako resents that some days. She resents the fact that Deku is the greatest hero who ever lived. But that's not fair. The truth is that she just wishes Deku would come home and would let her back into his life. That he would let anyone back into his life. But he does things alone with no one there for him when he's hurting, just like she had always feared all those years ago. She thinks sometimes about the day she found the note. About how Deku told her the truth of one for all, then left her and his friends behind to do things without them. They weren't worthy of holding on to the trail of his shooting star, so he left them behind. Ochako resents the fact that she wasn't worthy, but slowly, she starts to make peace with that. Every voicemail she leaves for Deku is a reminder that she wasn't good enough to be at his side. She was there at the end, she was there when Shigaraki was defeated, but she wasn't at his side. She was not up to the task. No one was, except for Deku. He was always her hero. But slowly, she realizes, maybe she was never his hero. It has been 7 years and 2 months since he spoke to Ochako Uraraka.
You have reached the voicemail box for
Midoriya Izuku.
Ochako has given up hope. It's ironic, really. He is her symbol of hope. Not the way the press means it, not a symbol crafted by the government, but a personal symbol. Yet she has given up hope. Even if she isn't good enough, even if she isn't up to the task, even if he left her behind, she has kept trying. And he's kept ignoring her. The pain builds in steps, stages, increments, until it is too great to ever hope to bear. A threatening flood, an overflowing storm, and no matter how many times she slams the door on it, eventually the door bursts and leaves only the overwhelming waters of sorrow. A world without Deku, even though he's still there. He hasn't died, he isn't gone. But he is gone, too. Without one for all, he has no value to the world anymore as a man, only a symbol. Ochako just wants him to hear her tell him the truth, that he still means something to her, even if the world gave up on him. But it doesn't matter. She can't tell him anything if he refuses to listen. So, eventually, she gives up hope and slowly accepts that he doesn't want her in his life anymore. Maybe he is grieving, mourning a dream lost and a life burned to ash, a parting gift from All for One, and a final victory over One for All. Maybe he just doesn't want her in his life because she doesn't fit into it now. She isn't important enough to remain. She's in good company, then. Bakugo and Shoto don't fit in his life anymore either. None of Class A does, only Inko. Deku has his mom. So when Ochako cries herself to sleep, she at least takes comfort in that. It has been 9 years since he spoke to Ochako Uraraka, to the day. She counts them on a calendar between tears. She tries one last time, hoping against all odds that maybe this will be the time. Maybe, just maybe, he won't leave her behind for good. Maybe she'll get to hear his voice for real, just one last time. She prays as the phone rings.
You have reached the voicemail box for...
Midoriya, Izuku.
This voicemail box is full. Please try again later.